This episode of the Good Health Podcast is brought to you by W Wellness, my go-to online store for practitioner-quality supplements. W Wellness is all about quality you can trust. Every product is carefully curated, third-party tested, and made in therapeutic doses. So you know you're getting exactly what your body needs without the fillers or the fluff. To help you get started, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplements guide with my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code Nicole20. You can download the guide right now for free via the link in the show notes and start building your supplement toolkit with confidence. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that I know sparks a lot of questions and sometimes a lot of confusion too, and that is detoxification. The word detox gets thrown around constantly in the wellness world, often attached to extreme juice cleanses or quick fix programs. But in reality, detoxification is something your body is doing every single day through your liver, your kidneys, your gut, your skin, and even your lungs. The problem isn't whether detoxification happens, it's whether those pathways are working efficiently enough to keep up with the world we live in today. In this episode, I want to cut through the noise and give you the science of how detox really works, why it matters, and what practical steps from diet and lifestyle to supplements can make a difference. We'll also unpack some of the biggest myths around detoxification, and I'll share simple daily practices that you can start implementing straight away to reduce your toxic load and support your body's natural systems. So if you've ever wondered what detoxification really means or how to support your body without falling for the fads, this episode is for you. Let's get started. Detoxification is one of those words in wellness that can mean completely different things depending on who you're talking to. In the mainstream, it's often been hijacked to sell extreme juice cleanses, fasting protocols, or even expensive products that promise to flush out all the toxins. This has created a lot of skepticism, and understandably so, because the truth is your body is already detoxifying every single day. Detoxification isn't a one-off event. It's a continuous biological process. Every time you breathe, eat, or even produce hormones, you create byproducts that need to be neutralized and cleared. Add to that the modern world, where we're exposed daily to pesticides, plastics, pollution, alcohol, and synthetic chemicals, and the workload on these systems becomes enormous. Your body has five primary detox organs: the liver, the kidneys, the gut, the lungs, and the skin. The liver is the master detox organ, responsible for processing everything from alcohol and medications to hormones and environmental chemicals. The kidneys filter waste from the blood and excrete it through the urine. The gut eliminates toxins and waste through the stool, and a healthy microbiome prevents reabsorption of harmful compounds. The lungs clear airborne toxins and byproducts of metabolism through breathing, and the skin acts as a backup route, excreting waste through sweat. So when functional medicine talks about supporting detoxification, it's not about forcing the body to do something unnatural. It's about reducing the toxic burden coming in, fewer plastics, pesticides, and harsh chemicals, and optimizing the natural pathways going out. That means making sure your liver enzymes have the nutrients they need, that your gut is moving waste effectively, and that your kidneys are supported with hydration, and that your skin and lungs have opportunities to release. The real conversation about detox isn't about a quick fix. It's about how well your body's natural systems are functioning day in and day out, and what you can do to give them the tools to thrive in the modern world. When we talk about detoxification scientifically, the organ that takes center stage is the liver. It acts like a biochemical processing plant, handling everything from environmental toxins and alcohol to hormones, medications, and even the byproducts of your own metabolism. The liver uses a highly sophisticated multi-step process to make sure these substances can be safely neutralized and eliminated from the body. This process is generally described in three phases. Phase one is transformation, cytochrome P450 system. In phase one, specialized enzymes, mainly from the cytochrome P450 family, begin breaking down toxins. These enzymes take soluble compounds, which are difficult to excrete, and transform them into more reactive intermediate molecules. Sometimes these intermediates are actually more toxic than the original substance. Think of it as dismantling an old machine into sharp and stable parts. That's why phase one must always be balanced by phase two to ensure these intermediates don't build up in the body. Nutrients that support phase one include certain B vitamins like B2, B3, B6, B12, and folate, antioxidants, and flavonoids from colorful fruits and vegetables. However, if phase one is running fast, but phase two is sluggish, people can experience symptoms like headaches, fatigue, irritability, or sensitivity to caffeine, alcohol, and smells, all signs that toxic intermediates are stuck in the system. Phase two is conjugation. This is all about neutralization. Here, the liver is attaching another molecule to those reactive intermediates to make them water-soluble and safe for elimination. There are several different conjugation pathways, each requiring specific nutrients. Glutathione conjugation, this uses the antioxidant glutathione to bind and neutralize toxins. Sulfation attaches sulfur groups supported by foods like garlic, onions, and cruciferous vegetables. Glucuronidation tags toxins with glucuronic acid. Fiber helps to prevent these compounds from being reabsorbed. Methylation adds a methyl group, and this requires folate, B12, B6, and choline. Acetylation and amino acid conjugation uses nutrients like glycine, taurine, and magnesium. Phase two is where most people run into problems. If they're low in these nutrients, under chronic stress, or exposed to more toxins than their system can handle, supporting phase two ensures that the reactive byproducts from phase one are converted into stable, excretable compounds. And then we have phase three. Once toxins are neutralized, they need to leave the body. This happens through bile in the stool, urine via the kidneys, sweat via the skin, and to some degree, the lungs. If this elimination stage is sluggish, for example, if someone is constipated, toxins can be reabsorbed into the bloodstream, undoing the work of the liver. This is why gut health is such an integral part of detoxification. Probiotics, fiber, and regular bowel movements are as important as the liver pathways themselves. The real key to detox science is balance. If phase one is overactive and phase two is underactive, toxic intermediates build up and can damage DNA, proteins, and cell membranes. On the other hand, if both phases are sluggish, toxins simply accumulate. This imbalance explains why some people are more sensitive to alcohol, caffeine, or pollution than others. Their detox pathways may be genetically or nutritionally less efficient. In functional medicine, we often support detoxification by ensuring phase one and phase two are in sync and that phase three is moving efficiently. That means providing the right nutrients, supporting gut elimination, and reducing the overall toxic load coming in. When these pathways are optimized, the body is remarkably capable of handling the burden of daily modern life. If our detoxification systems are so sophisticated, you might wonder, why do we even need to think about supporting them? The answer lies in the difference between the world our biology evolved in and the world we live in today. We're exposed to far more chemicals now than at any point in human history. Plastics leach compounds like BPA and phthalates, which act as xenoestrogens, chemicals that mimic or disrupt our natural hormones. Pesticides, herbicides, and heavy metals enter our food system, our water supply. Air pollution introduces fine particulate matter that penetrates deep into the lungs and the bloodstream. Even our homes with cleaning products, fragrances, and flame retardants add to this toxic burden. Individually, these exposures may seem small, but together, day after day, they create a constant demand on the liver, the kidneys, and the gut to neutralize and clear them. And it's not just the outside world. Our own bodies also produce compounds that require detoxification. Every time your hormones cycle, estrogen and progesterone are metabolized and must be cleared efficiently. Stress generates cortisol byproducts that need processing. The gut microbiome produces endotoxins like lipopolysaccharides when harmful bacteria are present. And if the gut lining is leaky, these can enter the bloodstream and trigger systemic inflammation. Add alcohol, caffeine, and highly processed foods into the mix, and the detox pathways can become overwhelmed without heavy environmental exposure. When detoxification isn't running smoothly, the symptoms are often subtle but persistent. People may feel fatigued even with adequate sleep because their mitochondria are dealing with oxidative stress. Skin issues like acne, eczema, or dullness often flare when the liver and the gut are under pressure, since the skin becomes the backup route for elimination. Brain fog is a common sign of toxin buildup affecting the nervous system and neurotransmitters. Hormonal symptoms, PMS, heavy periods, perimenopausal changes, can all worsen if estrogen isn't being cleared properly. And slow recovery from illness, infections, or even exercise can signal that the body is struggling to keep inflammation under control. This doesn't mean the detoxification system is broken. It means it's overloaded and under-supported. The modern toxic load is simply higher than what our own biology evolved to handle. And that's why intentional support through nutrition, lifestyle, and supplements can make such a difference. When it comes to detoxification, the foundations are always lifestyle, nutrition, and supplementation. Supplements can be really helpful, but without the right diet, movement, sleep, and environment, they won't deliver their full potential. The good news is that everyday choices can have a profound difference in how efficiently your body's detox pathways function. Food is the most powerful tool we have to support detoxification. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts are rich in compounds such as sulforaphane and indole-3-carbinol, which stimulate liver enzymes involved in phase 2 detoxification. Allium vegetables, the garlic, the leeks, the onions, all provide sulfur, essential for the sulfation pathways. Adequate protein supplies the amino acids like the glycine and the taurine and the glutamine, which are required for conjugation reactions. And fiber is equally crucial. It binds toxins in the gut and ensures that they are excreted rather than reabsorbed. Colorful fruits and vegetables add polyphenols and antioxidants that reduce oxidative stress from phase 1 intermediates. And hydration keeps everything moving, supporting your kidneys in flushing the waste. Exercise boosts circulation, lymphatic flow, and mitochondrial efficiency, all vital for moving byproducts out of tissues and into circulation for elimination. Sweating through movement, sauna, or even hot baths provides an additional route for excreting toxins through the skin. Studies show that heavy metals and BPA can be detected in sweat, confirming the skin's role as a detox organ. Gentle but consistent movement rather than extreme overexertion provides the best long-term support. Sleep is when the body undertakes many of its restorative and detoxification processes, particularly in the brain. The glymphatic system, a network of channels that clears waste products from the central nervous system, is most active during deep sleep. Without adequate sleep, toxins like beta amyloid can build up, contributing to brain fog and long-term cognitive decline. Stress also plays a part. Chronic cortisol output diverts resources from the detox pathways and increases oxidative stress. Practices like breathwork, meditation, and time in nature lower the stress load, freeing up the capacity for detoxification. And supporting detox isn't just about what we add in, it's also about what we reduce. Switching from plastic to glass or stainless steel containers, choosing organic where possible, filtering water, and opting for low-tox skincare and cleaning products all decrease the incoming load. Even small changes reduce the burden on the liver and the kidneys over time, making daily detoxification more efficient. When all of these foundations are in place, nutrient-dense food, hydration, regular movement, restorative sleep, stress management, and reduced toxin exposure, the body's detox pathways can do what they were designed to do, keep us resilient and balanced, even in a modern environment. While lifestyle and nutrition form the foundation, supplements can provide targeted support for the body's detox pathways. I like to frame them as tools that fill the gaps, making sure the liver, gut, and antioxidant systems have everything they need to keep up in the modern toxic world. For liver support, the liver is the central hub for detoxification, and certain supplements can enhance its function. Things like milk thistle is one of the most researched, known for protecting liver cells from damage and supporting regeneration. N-acetylcysteine helps boost glutathione, or of course you can take glutathione itself. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is essential for phase 2 detoxification. Direct glutathione supplements can be really helpful for people under higher oxidative stress. Alpha-lipoic acid as well is another powerful antioxidant that supports both liver detox and energy production. Phase 2 requires specific nutrients to conjugate and neutralize toxins. B vitamins, particularly B2, B3, B6, B12, and folate, are critical for methylation, while magnesium supports numerous enzymatic reactions. Those amino acids such as glycine, taurine, and cysteine provide the raw materials for sulfation and other conjugation processes. These nutrients ensure that the reactive byproducts from phase 1 are swiftly neutralized. Even after the liver has processed toxins, they need to leave the body, and this is where binding and elimination come in. Fiber is the most important, binding toxins in the gut and ensuring they're excreted. Probiotics help maintain a healthy microbiome, preventing harmful bacteria from producing toxins or deconjugating estrogens. In some cases, natural binders like chlorella or bentonite clay or activated charcoal may be used short term, particularly during higher exposures, though these should always be taken with professional guidance. And detoxification creates oxidative stress, particularly during phase 1, so antioxidants are vital for protecting cells from damage. Vitamin C, for example, supports glutathione recycling, while selenium and zinc are cofactors for antioxidant enzymes. Plant-based compounds like curcumin, quercetin, and resveratrol further reduce inflammation and oxidative stress, enhancing the body's resilience during detoxification. The key point here is that supplements should always be layered on top of strong lifestyle foundations. They don't replace good nutrition, hydration, or stress management, but when used thoughtfully, they can significantly enhance the efficiency and safety of the body's natural detox systems. Before we continue, and since today's episode is all about detoxification, I want to take a moment to highlight some of my favorite ways to support your body's natural detox pathways, all of which you will find at wwellness.co.uk, who are kindly sponsoring this series. We've just talked about some of my favorite detoxification supplements. When it comes to liver support, I love things like the milk thistle, which helps to protect liver cells and aid regeneration, and Deep Detox Blend that combined key botanicals and nutrients to keep both phase one and phase two pathways running smoothly. The antioxidant defense, the vitamin C and glutathione. Vitamin C not only supports immunity, but also helps recycle other antioxidants, while glutathione is often called the body's master antioxidant because of how critical it is for phase two detoxification. And of course, we touched on those elimination ones, something like an activated charcoal, particularly for short-term use, as it combines toxins in the gut and supports safer clearance. Not forgetting things for the gut like fiber and probiotics. These are just some of the tools that I personally recommend and use in clinic. From Altrient's liposomal glutathione and vitamin C to Fushi's milk thistle, Kiki Health's activated charcoal, and Arta's deep detox formula. You'll find all of these linked in the show notes below this episode, and they're all accessible from the W Wellness shop, w-wellness.co.uk. And don't forget, you can use my code Nicole20 for 20% off your order. Now let's get back to the science of detoxification. So let's now have a look at some of the myths around detoxification. So myth one, detox means doing a juice cleanse. This is probably the most common misconception. While short-term fasting or juices can sometimes give the digestive system a rest, they do very little to support the liver's actual detox pathways. In fact, juice cleanses often deplete the nutrients that are needed for phase two detoxification, like amino acids, sulfur compounds, and B vitamins. Without those, the liver can't neutralize toxins properly, and people may feel worse rather than better. True detoxification requires protein, fiber, and micronutrients, not just liquid calories. Myth two is that one supplement can clear out all the toxins. It's tempting to believe that a single herb or capsule can act as a silver bullet, but detoxification is a multi-step, multi-nutrient process. Milk thistle, NAC, or glutathione can all be extremely helpful, but none of them can cover the entire process alone. Phase one, phase two, and elimination each require those different nutrients and cofactors. And that's why a holistic approach combining food, lifestyle, and targeted supplements is far more effective than any single product. Myth three, detox equals weight loss. The wellness industry has often sold detox as a quick weight loss strategy. While people sometimes lose water weight or feel less bloated during a detox protocol, it isn't the same as actual fat loss. Detoxification is about improving cellular resilience, reducing oxidative stress, and clearing waste, not about shrinking your body. If weight does change, it's usually a side effect of reduced inflammation or better blood sugar balance, but it's not the primary goal. Myth four, detox is something you do once or twice a year. Another misconception is that detox is a spring clean that you only need to do occasionally. In reality, detoxification is happening every single day. Your liver, your kidneys, your gut, your skin, and your lungs never stop working, even when you sleep. In fact, they might be working harder when you sleep. The question isn't whether you're detoxifying, it's how efficiently you're detoxifying. Supporting detox isn't about occasional extremes, it's about consistent daily habits that reduce toxic load and provide the nutrients your body needs to do its job. Myth five, if you don't feel sick, your detoxification is fine. Many people assume that because they don't have overt liver disease or kidney issues, their detoxification must be working perfectly. But suboptimal detoxification often shows up in more subtle ways. Low energy, skin breakouts, brain fog, sensitivity to alcohol or caffeine, or hormone imbalances. These are early warning signs that the pathways are overloaded. Functional medicine looks at these patterns as signals to support detoxification proactively rather than waiting for bigger problems to arise. Supporting detoxification doesn't have to be extreme or complicated. In fact, the most powerful changes are often small, consistent habits that add up over time. Here are some simple ways to start weaving detox support into your daily and weekly routine right now. First of all, hydration. These are daily detox rituals. Hydration. Start your morning with water, plain, filtered, or with a squeeze of lemon to kickstart your kidneys and digestion. Aim for steady hydration throughout the day to keep waste moving. Again, daily detox rituals, fiber with every meal. Make sure your plate includes fiber from vegetables, fruit, legumes, or whole grains. Fiber binds toxins in the gut and ensures they're carried out of the body. Color diversity. Eat the rainbow daily. Different plant pigments provide polyphenols and antioxidants that help neutralize oxidative stress from the detoxification pathways. Protein power. Don't skimp on the protein. Those amino acids are raw materials for phase two liver detox. Sweat daily. Whether it's a brisk walk, yoga flow, a short sauna session, moving your body and sweating supports elimination through the skin. And finally, mindful breaks. Stress reduces detox efficiency. So build in micro pauses, deep breathing, stepping outside, or switching off your phone for 10 minutes, all to reduce cortisol and free up resources for detoxification. And then some weekly detox practices. Maybe try batch cooking some cruciferous vegetables, roast or steam your broccoli, cauliflower, or Brussels sprouts, and keep them ready in the fridge. These all contain sulforaphane, which activates liver detox enzymes. Detox through movement. So maybe mix in a couple of workouts that elevate your heart rate with gentler sessions like yoga or Pilates to support circulation and lymphatic flow. And then you could do some weekly skin support. Try dry brushing before a shower to stimulate that lymphatic drainage, followed by alternating hot and cold water to boost circulation. And then sweating. If you have access, include a sauna or a steam session once or twice a week to promote elimination through the skin. And of course, each week, choose one small area to reduce toxic load. Maybe swap out plastic food containers for glass. Replace a cleaning product with a low-tox alternative. Check your personal care labels for things like parabens or phthalates. And at the end of the week, ask yourself, where could you reduce your toxic load and where could you add in more support? It could be as simple as drinking more water, getting an extra hour of sleep, or adding in another serving of greens. The goal isn't perfection, it's steady progress towards making detoxification support part of your lifestyle. We've explored what detoxification really means, not just a quick fix cleanse, but the daily complex work your liver, kidneys, gut, skin, and lungs are doing to help keep you balanced. We've looked at the science of the detoxification pathways, phase one, phase two, and phase three, and why balance between them is so important. We've talked about the reality of modern life with constant exposure to plastics, pesticides, and xenoestrogens, and even the byproducts of stress and hormone metabolism. And we've connected the dots between impaired detoxification and the symptoms so many people experience, such as fatigue, brain fog, skin issues, hormone imbalances, and slower recovery. Most importantly, we've focused on what you can do from everyday food choices like cruciferous vegetables, alliums, fiber, and colorful antioxidants to lifestyle practices like sweating, deep sleep, and reducing environmental exposures. And we've looked at how supplements, when chosen thoughtfully, can provide that extra layer of support, from milk thistle for the liver to glutathione and vitamin C as antioxidants to binders like charcoal for safe elimination. The key takeaway is this: detoxification isn't something you do once or twice a year. It's something your body is doing every single day. Your job is simply to give it the tools, nutrients, and space it needs to keep up with the world we live in. If you'd like to explore the supplements I've mentioned in today's episode, you can find them all in the curated collection at w-wellness.co.uk. All the links are in the show notes below. And as always, you can use my code Nicole20 for 20% off your order. Thank you for joining me in this deep dive into detoxification. I hope you're walking away with a clearer, science-backed understanding of what detoxification really is and plenty of practical ways to support your body every single day. I'll see you next week on the Good Health Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.